With Theater Talk on WBFO, this is Jim Santello.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
Did you vote often?
I voted once, voted well.
Do you know, Tony, what I always say about politics and polling? Vote early, vote often.
Did you see the article about the Broadway tweeting after the election? Every Broadway star imaginable was delighted at the re-election of Barack Obama, and it was kind of entertaining.
Well, it's interesting. We have another 4 years of President Obama. He must be God's favorite.
Well, that would take the story in a different turn. God's Favorite is a Neil Simon comedy that's playing up at the Lancaster Opera House.
How can you not like Neil Simon?
Well, Neil Simon, enormously successful, but among many, not highly respected, even though he has mastered the craft of comic repartee, and the company doing this features Sue Toomey and Dolores Mandolia.
Who are masters at Neil Simon. I've talked to actors who've done a lot of Neil Simon, and they say there's a rhythm to it, that once you catch on to Neil Simon's rhythm, then you can play any of his works.
Well, it's kind of that old-fashioned 1960s Broadway-style comedy at which they are the master.
Set it up, knock it down.
Knock it down, and...
Mention Dolores Mandolia.
And there are roles that we can associate with her. Oh, you've done the part.
Barefoot in the Park.
Yes, Barefoot in the Park, where she plays the mother, coming up all the stairs. She knows that genre.
I'm laughing because I'm reliving the moment. It's the moment where they eat the ginchi, and she throws it over her shoulder. The first night she did it in rehearsal, I think I almost fell on the ground laughing.
Yeah.
And I knew it was coming.
Absolutely. That's God's Favorite by Neil Simon. It's a parody of the Job story from the Bible, set on Long Island, and that's up at Lancaster Opera House.
Talking about comedy, a couple of blackguards is a comedy with some incidental music by Frank McCourt and his brother Malachi, and that is not the lightness of Neil Simon's comedy.
No, this is Irish comedy, and it's a rather dark and cynical comedy. And
it's not rollicking?
It is rollicking. You even get to sing when Irish eyes are smiling. This is Chris Kelly and Christian Brandis as Frank and Malachi in the Irish pronunciation at the Irish Classical Theatre Company, and it's the story of the McCourt brothers coming to America. For Act 1, boys in Ireland. Act 2, young men in America.
Now that we're in America, let us look at August Wilson, who wrote a play for every decade of the 20th century.
He did, a 10-play cycle, and then he passed away. And the last play in the cycle is Radio Gulf.
What is Radio Gulf?
It's about a land deal where an African-American man also running for public office discovers that this large development deal is dependent upon a piece of property that was acquired illegally.
If you want to go to see Radio Gulf, it's at the Subversive Theater being held at the Manny Fried Theater, isn't it?
Yes, that is at the Manny Fried Theater, and featuring Hugh Davis and others, directed by Victoria Perez.
You had a chance to see 33 Variations.
I did. You know, I love the play. I was a thrill to see Jane Fonda do it a few years ago on Broadway. This is the Moises Kaufman play about a musicologist who becomes obsessed with Beethoven's Diabelli Variations. She wants to understand why Beethoven, late in his career, while he was losing his hearing, devoted his genius to this minor beer hall waltz.
And what does she discover?
Well, she's simultaneously losing her own physical abilities to Lou Gehrig's disease, and she travels to Bonn against the advice of her daughter, and it's a beautiful production up at Musical Fair with Beth Donahue as Catherine Brandt, the musicologist. Wonderful performance also by Ellen Horst as the curator of the Beethoven Archives. Morgan Chard, the best I have ever seen her in the role of the daughter, just a beautifully contoured performance. It also features Brian Riggs as Beethoven, Tim Newell as his assistant, Adriana Gatto as the nurse.
That's an interesting combination of parts and actors.
And you get to hear lots of Beethoven on the piano, courtesy of Randall Kramer.
Ah.
And finally, I saw The Whipping Man, the Matthew Lopez play up at the Jewish Rep. I'd been looking forward to that a lot. Ooh, powerful. And a great performance by De Lamont Perry. This is set the day after Lee surrenders to Grant. Freed slaves, but they're Jewish. And their former owner returns to the plantation. He's injured, and they end up having a Passover Seder together against the context of just having been freed. And many secrets revealed, and a very powerful conclusion of this intriguing play, The Whipping Man, final weekend up at the JRT.
With Theater Talk on WBFO, this is Jim Santella.
And I'm Anthony Chase.